Welcome to the New York Outdoor News Great Northeast Podcast. Every 2 weeks, we explore news and issues affecting hunters, anglers, and conservation across the northeastern United States. If you enjoy the content here, be sure to subscribe to our print or digital versions by calling 800-535-5191 or visit our website at outdoornews.com. Now, here's your host and a man who claims he's immune to buck fever, New York Outdoor News editor Dan Ladd.
This episode of the Great Northeast Podcast is brought to you by the Family Forest Carbon Program, a collaborative initiative created by two nonprofit organizations, the American Forest Foundation and the Nature Conservancy, assisting landowners in improving the health of their land with long-term sustainable forest management practices while providing guaranteed annual income. Learn more at familyforestcarbon.org. Greetings and welcome to the Great Northeast Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Ladd, editor of New York Outdoor News. Happy to be along and happy to have you along as we close out the month of January and start looking at February. Groundhog Day is coming up. And also, basically, we're going to talk a lot about ice fishing because there's quite a few tournaments coming up in New York State. And that's going to be part of our program on this podcast. But first, actually, some bad news when it comes to ice fishing. We lost a couple of anglers on January 11th, I believe, up in the northern Adirondacks who perished when the snowmobile they were on went through the ice. We're going to have some coverage on that in the next edition, the February 6th edition of New York Outdoor News. But we know a lot of folks are getting ready to get on the ice, if not already, and we want you to be careful out there because, yes, it has been cold, but we've also had quite a bit of snow. And not all the lakes are fully buttoned up. We probably have more ice right now than we've had at any point this winter because of the cold, but there's also some snow out there, and that can cover up bad spots. It's always good if you go on a pond and you know that pond, meaning you understand its current, where its springs might be, inlets, outlets, that sort of thing. And again, you can never be too safe. So just walking on the ice, and especially bringing machinery out like ATVs and UTVs, snowmobiles, that sort of thing. Again, just give it some good thinking and use common sense and be safe out there. Quite a bit coming up. One of the things we want to talk about with ice fishing is the state of Vermont has their free ice fishing day on Saturday, January 31st. That means you can go over to Vermont and or up in Vermont, wherever it is for your location, crossed, whatever, and enjoy a day of fishing without a license. New York likewise has free fishing days on February 14th and 15th. Those are the first of many that happen in New York throughout the entire year. But again, these are just really good opportunities to ice fish in different locations that you might not. And again, if you're doing that, please be safe. Our guests for this podcast are two fellows from Chemung County. They're getting ready to have the Park Station Ice Fishing Tournament down there on a pond at a nice park that they're trying to get some winter use out of. And last year they put together a really good program. They had almost 200 participants in this free ice fishing tournament, basically a family-oriented event. We're going to have Chris Moss, an executive from Chemung County, and County Legislator Jim Palmer on when we come back right after this.
Your land is your legacy, but keeping it healthy and thriving means caring for it now and in the future. The Family Forest Carbon Program can help you do right by your land with guaranteed income, help developing a forest management plan, and advice from experts. If you own 30 acres or more of forest land in Vermont, Massachusetts, or New York, you may be eligible to enroll in the Family Forest Carbon Program. Visit familyforestcarbon.org and enroll today.
Welcome back to the Great Northeast Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Ladd, editor of New York Outdoor News, and it's time to talk ice fishing. Hey, it's that time of year. We got two guys that are really ready to talk about it quite a bit. They've got an awesome event going on down in Chemung County in New York State, right along the Pennsylvania border. From what we understand, they get participation from both states. We've got Chris Moss and Jim Palmer with us from down that way. How you guys doing? Are you staying warm down there?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Single digits this morning, but we're staying warm.
Yeah, we're approaching the end of January here, and it's been quite a winter that dates right now in my region. I'm in the Adirondacks, all the way back to basically the early part of the deer season. So, guys, let's talk about your tournament. You've got quite the fishing tournament. I believe you had your first one last year. You had nearly 200 people come in. All kinds of ages and skill levels. You've got Trout Unlimited involved, the County Sportsman's Federation. And the reason why I tell the listeners that this is a big deal, there used to be quite a bit of ice fishing tournaments that went on. Some would be, you know, big competitive tournaments with lots of prizes. Others would be more family oriented, just to get people outside in the community, which it sounds like yours is the latter. But my point is, we just don't see so many of them anymore. So how, you know, I'll let you guys take it from here and tell us how this came to be. You know, basically how you, the concept for it and how it came to fruition.
Well, we did have a tournament here about 30 years ago at Park Station. Then for some reason, it kind of just died off. We have a great caretaker at Park Station. His name's Dave Koonsman. And he floated the idea a couple of years ago. Then we finally decided to go ahead and pull the trigger on it last year. So we teamed up with Trouts Unlimited and the Chemung County Federation of Sportsmen. And we all got together, had a couple of meetings, hoped to pick a good date where the ice would be safe. And, you know, like you already alluded to, I think getting people outside was one of the main goals. But just like hunting, I think ice fishing, if we don't introduce a younger population to it, it's going to fade away in this area.
So what body of water are you on? You mentioned Park Station. What lake are you fishing?
Well, it's actually Park Station. It's a county park.
Okay.
We have camping, swimming, lots of other activities that occur during the off season. And by using it in the wintertime, I think we got a lot more people introduced to the park itself.
So you had it last year, and you know, what was involved in putting it on?
You know, it does take work. We have a committee, so the sponsors all have representation on the committee. Our buildings and grounds department, and then for safety reasons, obviously our local fire departments, emergency management office. So we get everybody together, and you know, what do we need to do? How do we make it safe? How do we make it fun? Probably four or five meetings before the actual tournament kicks off. I think we have one more meeting scheduled before February 7th, our date. But, you know, obviously emergency services is very important. We wanted to have some food there, so we had a food truck there so folks could get breakfast or lunch or so forth. We also had a bait and tackle shop, I believe, on hand so folks could get minnows and so forth. So it takes probably 3 or 4 months to get it all put together, but once we got it put together last year, obviously this year is much easier because we had most of the work done.
And you sound real excited about it.
As long as the wind isn't blowing. The single digits is okay, but when the wind comes off the hill up there, we were up there the other day, shot a little promo, and it was cold. But you know what? There's the equipment today that these folks have that we saw last season that come out with these tents and snowmobile suits and fishing gear. It's just awesome to see.
Well, I can tell you, you know, I'm very familiar with what you fellas are doing down there, because up here, I'm in the Warren, Washington County area. And prior to COVID, we had a pretty good little tournament going on a pond. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Great Escape Resort in amusement park. But if you've ever heard of that in the Lake George region, right behind it is a lake named Glen Lake. And for numerous years, we put on a charitable tournament for the Police Benevolent Association and some other fundraisers in the name of a child who had a polarizing disease. And we raised tens of thousands of dollars over the years. Then COVID came, and coming out of COVID, the restaurant, you know, we, like you guys, we had a fire department involved, and the restaurant that hosted it put out a lunch. But things have changed. We just can't get the volunteers we used to get. The restaurant doesn't have the staff. And we tried to have the tournament a couple of years in a row without ice conditions. So last year, you obviously had good ice conditions. This year, it seems like everywhere in the Northeast is doing okay. We did have a tragedy up in the Northern Adirondacks. But things are in good conditions. How about the snow? Do you have a lot of snow on the ice right now?
Well, we didn't until a couple of days ago. Now we probably have 8 to 10 inches up there. There were people up there ice fishing yesterday, though, but I think the conditions are going to be perfect. It looks like it doesn't even look like it's going to get in the 30s for the next 2 weeks when we look at the extended forecast.
And what are they fishing for? What are the fish species?
We have
everything. We have perch, bass, Trout Unlimited stocks that with about 3,000 trout every spring, a lot of crappie, bluegills. So there's a wide assortment of fish, that's for sure. Obviously, the basses have to be put back. Last year, I think the biggest fish caught were all bass, which the guys had to put back in. But everything, every species that I named was caught last year, going from a 2-inch sunfish to a couple 3-pound bass. So, and I think, Chris, you checked the ice on Saturday or Sunday. It was 11.5 inches thick then. I believe by now it's got to be pushing 15 to 16 inches. So conditions should be excellent.
And we're making ice by the hour right now all across the Northeast, I believe. And I think anywhere in the whole northern stretch, this last storm really made winter conditions pretty strong. In fact, just before I got connected with you guys here, I was wrapping up the fishing reports for the February 6th edition of New York Outdoor News, and a common theme is snow on the ice following this most recent storm that just hit us at the beginning of this week. And for the listeners, we're here in the last week of January as we're recording this. But so do you give away prizes for certain categories, biggest fish, smallest fish, most fish, first fish, anything like that?
Yeah, we do. I think that's what we came up with last year. Plus, we have age range, so the kids can get prizes as well. And that was so. I think we had Amazon gift cards. We had some fishing tackle. We had water bottles. We had an assortment of different prizes. And actually, you know, although we had over 100 people sign up, we had dozens of people come the day of that didn't sign. So I think they registered when they got there. It's much easier for us to get you pre-registered, but we don't turn anybody away. So we were very pleased with the amount of fishermen we got last year.
So you had a lot of walk-ins.
We did. We ended up with a lot of walk-ins. And we also have, so Trouts Unlimited, the Federation, brought equipment so kids who've never ice fished before could experience it. So if you saw it advertised, you wanted to bring your kid up and just fish for 15 minutes or an hour, you know, we have veterans there that can show them how to do it and, you know, maybe spark an interest.
Fantastic. So are people pre-registering this year?
Yes, we're at 95 pre-registered right now. And we still have another 10 days to go, actually.
Fantastic.
So last year's numbers easily, I would think.
And now you're just fingers crossed for the right weather, right?
Yeah. I mean, if we get the weather, there's diehards that are going to show up regardless, but I think the weather ought to be good. Like you said, the ice is so thick, we should be all set there. So it's a matter if we don't get a ton of snow on top of the ice. But they're up there working on it, letting us know on a daily basis what it's looking like. So we hope to, you know, keep this thing going year after year.
Great. Hey, let's take a quick break. We're going to come right back with more from the fellows down in Chemung County and their family ice fishing tournament right after this.
Like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today.
Welcome back to the Great Northeast Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Ladd, editor of New York Outdoor News. We're celebrating ice fishing season here, and we've got Chemung County Executive Chris Moss and County Legislator Jim Palmer, who are down along the Pennsylvania border getting ready to have their second annual Park Station Ice Fishing Tournament, a big public ice fishing event. And they're trying to basically just add some winter fun to an area that you guys said does well in the summer, but now you're taking it somewhere else. And as you said earlier, you couldn't do this without some partners. You mentioned the County Federation and the local chapter of Trout Unlimited. Let's talk about some of the roles that those two groups are playing in making an event like this happen.
Yeah, I mean, we really couldn't do it without these organizations. What they do is they not only do they help us with prizes, they also send people up here, volunteers, because if we didn't have the volunteers, we couldn't put it on. And this is just one event. I mean, the Sportsman's Federation and Trout's Limited, they're all throughout the county, especially in the spring and summer and fall with either their fishing derby at Eldridge Park. They have different fundraisers, and normally, you know, it's always about the kids, trying to get younger people introduced into, you know, the outdoors, not just fishing, but maybe hunting, hiking. This particular park, I know they like to ski, cross-country ski, snowshoe. We don't allow snowmobiles on the park. We have a little, I believe, a gateway where you have to cut across the park to stay on a state trail. But, yeah, at the end of the day, you just couldn't put on these types of events if you didn't have the volunteers to do it and the folks interested in to do it. And you're really concerned about the age demographic because, we're like I said, we're trying to get younger people involved, in these types of activities.
It's great to see kids fishing, let me tell you. I mean, I was telling you guys behind the scenes how my county federation does a kids tournament every year in the spring at a park in the Adirondacks. And we just love seeing the kids come out and, the pictures we get, the smiles, it's great. So, Jim, you're involved with the chapter Trout Unlimited, correct? You're obviously a trout fisherman.
Yes, I am.
What's the role of your chapter? Tell us a little bit about your chapter, actually.
We have about 220 members, and we have about 16 active members. I think it's true almost every organization nowadays. Again, as Krista said, our focus is on two groups, really, veterans and the youth. We do a summer fishing derby in June for youth up to 16 years old. And then we do several different veterans fishing days. And those are usually held at Eldridge Park, which is a local amusement park in the city of Elmira. But we also stock that pond. They call it a lake, but it's really a pond. And I think the misconception is that Trout Unlimited is just fly fishermen and cold water fisheries, but Trout Unlimited encompasses all fisher people, whether they're bass fishermen or warm water fishermen of any kind. And when Chris and Kevin came to us and asked if we were getting involved, we jumped right on it in a minute. Because as Chris said, it's all about getting the younger generation involved. And I would say the vast majority of the people last year were families that came to fish. And it's a great community outreach program, I think. That's what our goal at Trout Unlimited is.
What's the name of your chapter?
It's the Catholic Creek chapter.
Okay. Good.
Hey, Jim, maybe a little about the educational component. What impressed me is what you do at the schools.
Oh, yeah. One of the things we do, Dan, is we have a national program called Trout in the Classroom.
Sure.
And we have 8 local schools that have 50-gallon tanks. We get the eggs from the Bath Hatchery, and the kids raise the trout, clean the tank, feed the trout, and then at the end of the school year, just about May, each class takes a school trip and stocks those fish in local streams. That has been the most successful program we have ever done. It's even to the point now where more schools are calling us to put tanks in. The unfortunate part is it's about $2,000 for every tank. So we have to raise the money, obviously, to get those tanks put in. We now have 3 schools that have underwater cameras, and you can go on the city school district site and you can actually watch the fish as they develop and grow and swim around.
That's cool.
But that's probably our most successful program. And again, it's getting the youth involved.
The Trout Unlimited's, that Trout in the Classroom program is something we've publicized in the past, and I've even seen it locally. You're right. It's a wonderful program, and we've done stories with the kids stocking the streams. So are you getting a connection from that with your ice fishing tournament? Are the kids that are doing the Trout in the Classroom, are they the ones that are showing up to your tournament?
Well, that's kind of hard to tell, because the only way we can tell that, I guess, is looking at addresses.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
To see which school they may be going to. The summer kids thing we do in June, that definitely shows where the kids are coming from, because all we ask is what their name and what school they go to. And it's amazing how many of them will say, hey, I saw you helping us put fish in a creek. So you're getting to them. The teachers have been excellent. They create their own lesson plans. We have one school, Montessori School, just got a tank this year, and the teacher who was doing it brought into one of our meetings all this artwork that the kids had done regarding the fish, and it was pretty impressive. It really was. And these are mostly grammar school kids.
So are you guys ice fishermen yourselves?
I haven't been ice fishing since I got married. I've been to the Cranberry Lake and a couple of places, but no, I am not. I like to watch it, but I just haven't got a chance to get back into it. But hopefully one of these days I will.
Do you mean Cranberry Lake in the Northern Adirondacks?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that area. They actually used to have a heck of a tournament up there on Cranberry Lake, the fire department.
Yeah, the volunteer fire department. It was a big one.
Yeah, I don't know if they still do that anymore. I don't recall seeing it come into our calendar.
No, like you said, during COVID, since COVID, I believe it's been canceled. But I think Mount Lyon has one coming up, right? I believe in the next week or two.
The Tupper Lake Northern Challenge is going on. That's a big one, and that's a very, very big tournament, obviously, in Tupper Lake. I think they have it on Simon Pond, but that's in the Northern Adirondacks, and that is one of the bigger tournaments that I'm aware of. Scroon Lake has a pretty big one the first weekend of March, a weekend-long tournament, and that's in the Eastern Adirondacks. I think they have one up on Lake Chazee every year in Chateauguay Lake, which is Plattsburgh region, west of there, of extreme northern Adirondacks. And I don't know if they have the Colby Classic anymore, but there's others. They have one. Usually the Hague Fish and Game Department has one on Northern Lake George and the ponds around that area. And there's so many others. And I'll tell you, a good resource is a forum called iceshanty.com. You can go on there, and you guys might want to think about publicizing your tournament there as well and communicating with some of the anglers on there. You might be surprised that you might get a few folks tuning in, because that is a good resource that we use for the Outdoor News for checking on ice conditions and seeing what people are up to. And I use it myself. I haven't been out ice fishing yet this year. I talked about that at the beginning of the podcast, but I'm hoping to get out actually this coming weekend, perhaps for Vermont's Free Fishing Day. I want to get back to you guys' tournament when we come back right after this.
There's a great program available for youth who love to hunt and fish. It's called the Outdoor News Junior Pro Team, and any youth 18 or under can join for free at jrproteam.com. JPT program showcases useful videos and tips to help encourage the next generation to become stronger anglers and hunters. It's a platform to celebrate and inspire those outdoor loving youth. Check out the photos of Outdoor News Junior Pro Team members on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube, and visit our jrproteam.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Great Northeast Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Ladd, editor of New York Outdoor News, and we're talking about ice fishing down here, getting ready for ice fishing tournament. Correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen, but it is Saturday, February 7th, correct? And it's going to be at the Park Station Ice Park Station. That's a park, correct? Just Park Station, and you have a pond there. And anyways, we've got Chris Moss and Jim Palmer with us from Chemung County. And from what I understand, you guys have a very, very functional system for, one, weighing the fish or measuring the fish, and two, keeping the participants up to date on where things are at within the tournament. So you're doing some stuff in real time, correct? Which is very common these days.
Yes. It's the measuring and the weighing is not very sophisticated. We have a board with a yardstick on it for measuring the fish, and then we do have a digital scale for weighing them. The interesting thing is we've had, last year we had several fish that wouldn't even move the scale. That's how small they were. But again, with the kids, any fish they catch, they want it measured. Our board is pretty simple, like I said. And I think that as soon as these little kids catch a fish, they want to get it measured. So they run right up. We have a lot of photos, and Kevin's our technology guy, but I think we uploaded almost all the photos to the county website for the Derby. And again, you know, kids want their fish measured, and they want to see a picture of themselves with the fish. It was very interesting. We just had a little lifeguard shack set up with a little heater in there, and they brought the fish up to the window. We measured it, weighed it, and 9.5 times out of 10, they put the fish back.
Yeah, you know, the nice thing is IT department has been involved, so we're able to upload those photos immediately. And if you're out on the ice a ways away, you can check on your phone and say, oh, well, they've got a 2-pounder, they got this type, they got that type. So you can stay up to date with what's been brought in to be measured and weighed. So that's a very nice component as well.
Yeah, there's some really unique software out there that some of the kayak tournaments use, the kayak fishing tournaments, mainly for bass. And they carry a bump board, which is a measuring device right in the kayak with them. They take a picture of the fish with the bump board and a ID card for the tournament. And they put it into an app and it uploads and it keeps real time stats. Now, who needs that for a family friendly fishing tournament? But you get the idea. You know, you get the idea. Yeah. It sounds like you guys are right on top of it. That's good. So you're involving a lot of people, a lot of resources from your county to make this happen.
We are. Like Jim said earlier, we had new people that had been to the park for the first time at the last ice fishing tournament. They're like, oh, wow, what are you guys doing? Well, you know, we have swimming. We have 40 campsites that are all set up this year. We have Wi-Fi. For free for all the park attendees. So, I mean, there's a lot to do, picnic, we rent out pavilions and so forth. So it's really brought, I think, a lot more exposure to Park Station. And in my opinion, obviously I'm a little biased, but it's one of the nicest camping parks throughout the Southern Tier.
How many campsites do you have down there?
We have 40.
Okay. And are they functional, like RV campsites, electrical, water?
Yeah, they're all RV campsites in July and August. They're already all taken up. So, I mean,
wow.
we open it up 6 months ahead of the camping date. But it's very popular.
And it's a county-run facility?
County-run facility, yes.
No kidding. You're talking to somebody that does a lot of camping, so I'm always interested to hear of such opportunities.
Stop by, and Jim and I will hook you up with one of the better sites. Not that there's a bad site, but some of them are right on the water.
Well, my wife and I are looking at going out on the road here more often, especially starting this fall. So I may just take you guys up on that at some point.
Good deal.
Appreciate that.
It's a non-motorized facility, too. So kayaks, canoes, rowboats are the only thing that's allowed on the pond.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it nice, too.
And how big is the pond?
Oh,
acres.
I'm not sure they call it. Yeah, I mean, they might refer to it as a pond, but it's pretty big. I don't know acres wise, but probably
not real quick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good sized piece of water.
So there's room for everybody to fish once they get out there.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
In closing, is there anything else you guys want to say about the tournament, the pond, the event, the people, anything?
Yeah, I one thing I want to emphasize is it's definitely a community event. I mean, there are so many different groups involved. The county's involved heavily. A Federation of Sportsmen, which includes about 20 different groups. The pond or lake is 100 acres. But it's a community organization, and the community supports the newest thing, which is the Ice Fishing Derby. But it's a very community-minded event, and I think the County Federation of Sportsmen and Trout Unlimited, with our resources, have been able to promote it, and I think it'll continue to grow. But again, the biggest thing is it's for the community, and as Chris said, some of the people that ice fish had never even been there before and didn't realize what a gem it was.
And the entire event is free, correct?
Yes.
And that's something that's great that you put this all together, get all the prizes, and let people go out there and have a good time, and it don't cost them anything other than their time.
Yep, exactly. It's a good way to spend a Saturday and a good way to get out of the house, especially, you know, in the middle of winter.
Well, gentlemen, I certainly wish you the best of luck with this. Once again, this is the Park Station Ice Fishing Tournament down in Chemung County. We've been talking with County Executive Chris Moss and Legislator Jim Palmer. Guys, I want to wish you the best down there, and I'm sure you're looking forward to it. And I don't see any substantial warm up between now and then in the forecast. So it sounds like you're going to have some great ice conditions. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks, Dan, for having us.
You've been listening to the Great Northeast Podcast. I'm Dan Land, hoping you got a big fish on the ice and a big buck on the meat pole. Until the next time.
Missed a past episode of the New York Outdoor News Great Northeast Podcast? You can find previous programs at outdoornews.com or via your favorite podcast streaming platform. And for the rest of the story on the topics we cover on this program, get yourself a subscription to Outdoor News. Simply call 800-535-5191 or visit us at outdoornews.com. And don't forget to join us again here in 2 weeks to talk everything out of doors. Thanks for listening to the New York Outdoor News Great Northeast Podcast.